We will continue our journey of Mashiach ben Yosef throughout the Chumash. The truth is that there is so much in Chumash that's connected to Mashiach ben Yosef. I've told you in the past about one of the most amazing sets of Svarim that there are on the market is the Yalkut Mashiach Ugu'ula Ala Torah. When the Rebbe came out with the Mifzah to learn in Yonagul Mashiach, the Rebbe said that Rambam writes, Kol HaSvarim Meleim B'Dover Zeh. The Mashiach is so important that all the Svarim are filled with Mashiach. For hundreds of years, people understood the Rambam to mean that there's a lot in the Torah that speaks about Mashiach. The Rebbe revolutionized the Rambam, and he said that what it means is that every single pasuk speaks about Mashiach. If you look long and hard enough, you'll know that every single pasuk speaks about Mashiach. But many people took that and said, Lav Dafke, we don't know. And one person, Rabbi Dubov, is a shliach in New Jersey, took upon himself the responsibility to show how every pasuk is connected to Inyan Nigul Mashiach. And I remember clearly when he came out with Bereshis, I was so impressed that there's so much Mashiach and Chumash Bereshis. I didn't know that it was Parshas Bereshis. Only when the next sefer was Noach did I realize that the first one was Parshas Bereshis and not Chumash Bereshis. But anyways, in this Svarim, Yalkut Mashiach Ala Torah, Gula Ala Torah, you find, especially in the Chumash Bereshis, that he brings down a Shalah. That the Shalah writes, Maisei Oves Simin Labonim. What does it mean, Maisei Oves Simin Labonim? It means that the deeds of the Oves show the children what to do. The Rebbe takes it a step further, that not only do we learn from the Oves, but the Oves empower the children. And there's another sefer, the Dvar Shol, that writes like this, that everything that happened to Yosef and Yehuda in the Chumash is really referring to Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. The whole story of Yosef and Yehuda, all the details, is a remez to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, which comes from Yehuda. And therefore, all those Svarim, there's chapters and pages that speak about the battles and the way of Mashiach ben Yosef. So right now, I'm not going to go through all of it. I'm just going to share with you some tidbits, one from Parashas Miketz, one from Parashas Vayigash, and one from Parashas Vayeshev. We'll start with Vayeshev because it's first. And in Vayeshev, we find a very interesting story that the brothers want to kill Yosef because he was saying like bad things about them. And when you learn it simply, it's pretty ridiculous. A chutzpah. Because people are spreading bad things, you get deserved to be killed. The Shvatim just killing their brother. So one of the biurim is brought down is that they said like this, we want Mashiach to come. Before Mashiach comes, Mashiach ben Yosef has to be killed. So they were going to kill Yosef in order to help bring Mashiach. But obviously Hashem didn't really go with that going. And he said, well, you can't bring Mashiach by going to kill someone intentionally. In Parashas Vayigash, we learn about that Yosef brings the brothers to the table, and he takes his magic becher, and he starts saying, you sit here, you sit here. And they all thought that it was like witchcraft. And he uses the expression, ki nachesh, ki nachesh, that what a, you know, that I know everything, and that cannot hide any secrets. So Chazal tells us that the word Nachesh is the gematria of the word Mashiach. Nachesh Yenachesh means Mashiach will Mashiach. What does that mean? He was being meramez that I am Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, which is Hakdame, which will eventually lead to Yenachesh, to Mashiach ben David. And the same is true with the whole Parashas Vayigash. The Vayigash, El of Yehuda, that whole thing, this conversation of Yosef, and his brother Yehuda, according to all these mefarshim that's brought down over there, is really a remez to all this battle or this or this combination of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. I just want to be Messiah today's shir with an interesting point that's brought down in the Rebbe's Maimorim, that Yosef represents Limud HaTorah. That's adding, we're always adding. Torah is always about adding more. It's developing and adding and expounding. That represents by Yosef. Haidah is Maisa Bepoil. Yehuda represents mitzvahs. Nowadays, the Gemara asked, which is greater, Talmud or Maisa, learning or action? That's Gemara and Kedushin. And the Gemara says that Talmud Gadol, because the learning brings to action. However, the Al-Rebbe says that when Mashiach comes, Maisa Gadol, and therefore when Mashiach comes, the main king is going to be Mashiach ben David.